At the western edge of San Francisco, on a cliff overlooking the Pacific, there's a place where people can go to entertain themselves just as their grandparents did. There are coin-operated moving dioramas and peep shows, fortune-telling machines, games of skill. It's called the Musée Mécanique. At the end of summer, it will close, and no one knows where or when it may reopen. From San Francisco, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Just inside the door of the museum, you're greeted by Laughing Sal, an animated 6-foot mannequin in Gold Rush garb, who in a previous life did the same job at an amusement park that stood nearby, Playland at the Beach. The museum is cramped, noisy, damp, and a little dingy, at least in comparison to the blinding Pacific light outside. It feels less like a museum than an arcade at an old-time seaside resort. Dan Zielinski, who manages the Musée Mécanique, says San Franciscans have been amusing themselves here for decades.
It's been here since turn of the century, and there have been coin-operated amusement machines and mechanical musical instruments here for probably 80 years, maybe longer.
The museum has been around for about 30 years, right in the middle of what was once San Francisco's answer to Coney Island. There used to be an elaborate turn-of-the-century bathhouse nearby, and that amusement park. They're gone now, but while they were popular, Zielinski says, San Franciscans were pumping money into machines like the ones in the museum. These devices look ahead to almost every kind of mass entertainment that exists today. For instance, there are machines that look like industrial sausage grinders on legs, a crank on one side and a sort of viewfinder on top. They're mutoscopes, made in the late 19th century by the American Biograph and Mutoscope Company.
It's one of the first motion picture machines, and it's got one of the neatest mechanical mechanisms in it I've ever seen. It has 1,500 individual photographs. It's like a large flip book. When you turn the pages, you see motion. It does the same thing, except it's on a large reel, and it flicks as you turn the handle, picture by picture.
You can watch excerpts from the 1927 Laura LaPlante farce, Beware of Widows. There are music machines, too, player pianos and orchestrions, which combine a number of automated instruments in one box. In a dim corner of the museum in a glass display case, there's a wooden box labeled Robinson & Sons Opticians, Grafton Street, Dublin.
This is the only one in existence. It's a reed barrel organ, and it has 5 mechanically operated monkeys on the top that play musical instruments. They don't actually play the music themselves, but they move along while the music plays. All the gears in this mechanism are carved out of wood. The spur gears are hand-carved wooden teeth glued onto a wooden dowel to make the gears.
The old machines get a workout. 100,000 or so people visit the museum every year. That means Dan Zielinski spends a lot of time fixing things. His father, Edward, started the collection almost 70 years ago. He owns the few dozen machines in the museum and more than 100 others. Dan took a temporary job maintaining his dad's collection in the early 1970s. It turned into a full-time obsession. In addition to arcane arcade lore, he's learned cabinetry, mechanics, machining, and leatherworking. Some of the old belts and pulleys are made of hides. Dan Zielinski loves it.
I take this very personally because I've grown up with them. I've got a very interesting mechanical rapport with each individual machine here. And if I had only one machine, it would be the same. But I have many, many to take care of. And it's just, I'm just lucky. What can I say?
Zielinski hopes that luck holds out through September when the building that houses the museum will close for a major renovation. Cliff House was built starting in 1909. The National Park Service owns the house and the Zielinskis rent space. Park Service spokesman Rich Weideman says Cliff House is getting old.
We need to seismically upgrade it. It's not wheelchair accessible in any way, shape, or manner. And we want to restore it to the low-profile 1909 roadside-style restaurant.
The new plans do not include space for the Musée Mécanique. Instead, the Park Service wants to build a new structure just up the road with space for the museum and the neighboring visitors' center. But that'll take 2 or 3 years at least, and in the meantime, nobody knows exactly what'll happen to the Musée Mécanique. The Park Service has suggested a couple of sites to which the museum might move. The Zielinskis are looking at others, and even pondering the possibility of putting all of the machines into storage.
Now you gotta run! Watch. Two runs. Okay, you get to keep going until you get the third out.
On a recent afternoon, Janine and her daughter Isabella, both of San Francisco, played a Rockola baseball game from the late 1920s.
Oops. Aw. We're out of luck.
Janine said she hoped the museum would stay open because it's one of the few tangible links to San Francisco's past.
Cities change all the time, but here in San Francisco, between the dot-com stuff and all the economic things, things are changing an awfully lot, and it seems like this is a part of San Francisco's history, and it's also a part of its working class history, and that's precisely what's disappearing.
Museum manager Dan Zielinski says he hopes the games won't have to go into storage.
My customers have too much fun here just to put it in storage. I really would like to keep it open like it is, and we will.
Dan Zielinski and his father have until Labor Day to make good on that promise. Rick Carr, NPR News, San Francisco.